This morning on Wake Up with Hope, Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 will be having our devotional thought, and we will have a special prayer session with the Let's Pray team.
Plus, we have a musical blessing and an exclusive feature on Bible and Christian living. Stay tuned.
You don't want to miss a thing.
Good morning and welcome to Wake Up with Hope. Thank you for choosing to join us this morning.
Yes, friends, we are so excited to be here waking up with a hope that can only be found in Jesus. And today we want to share that special joy with you.
That's right. You know, today is June 6th, which means it's a very special day in America. It's D-Day. You know, this day brings overwhelming memories of the brave men and women who fought a very strategically planned battle that ultimately led to the end of the Second World War. As they say, all gave some and some gave all. We are indebted to their bravery and courage. Friends, let's explore this a little more as we take a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On June 6, 1944, Supreme Allied Commander General Dwight D. Eisenhower gave the go-ahead for the largest amphibious military operation in history, Operation Overlord, the Allied invasion of northern France, commonly known as D-Day. By daybreak, 18,000 British and American parachutists were already on the ground. An additional 13,000 aircraft were mobilized to provide air cover and support for the invasion. At 6:30 a.m., American troops came ashore at Utah and Omaha beaches. The U.S. 1st Division battled high seas, mist, mines, burning vehicles, and German coastal batteries, including an elite infantry division, which spewed heavy fire.
You know, as Christians, we too often have to face heavy trials and opposition. So how can we overcome and be victorious? Friends, by claiming and believing God's promises. That's right. He has given us His precious promises to remind us of His desire for us and all He is willing to do for us as we stay close to Him. You know, here's a couple of promises we can claim today. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13, it says, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." And in Psalm chapter 27, verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Claim and believe His promise today, friends. And as you do, you will be strengthened to face any opposition that comes your way.
Amen. Praise the Lord for His precious promises.
Amen.
Have you ever heard of a Marine VHF? On today's Bible and Christian Living special feature, Adrian Webster joins us now to share what it is and why it's important in our walk with Christ.
Having the right safety equipment on your boat is really important. One piece of equipment all boats should have is a VHF radio. This allows you to communicate with other boats and your local Coast Guard. When you're on the water, it is important to let your local Coast Guard know about your trip and how many people are on board. One of the features of the Marine VHF radio is they use a unique number to call other radios, which work like a mobile phone. There is one feature though, which is my favorite. It's a little red button because it activates a distress signal. But unlike a normal call using a specific number, this emergency button calls every other radio in range at the same time to alert them that you're in trouble. So if you're going out on your boat, remember to have an active VHF. It can save your life in an emergency. If you only have a mobile phone, then you can only call one person when you're in distress. But the little red button allows you to communicate your distress immediately to all other radios within range. One day, while I was out on the water, I couldn't get my engine started. I felt so helpless, and I was outside phone range. But you know, the comforting thing was, I could call the local Coast Guard. I knew they'll come to my aid, and they did. That's why I'm standing in front of you today. This VHF reminds me of the Bible story of Jeremiah. He had been thrown into prison for teaching people about God, and the king was not happy about it. God sent Jeremiah a message saying, "Call to me and I will answer you." Jeremiah was in an awkward situation. God was giving Jeremiah a VHF radio and saying, "Jeremiah, use this to call out to me or pray to me, for I am here to help you." You can be anywhere in this world, and when things turn for the worse and you have nowhere to turn, remember you can use your VHF and pray to God. For He says He will hear you when you call. The good news is, you don't have to go to a store to buy a prayer like you do a VHF radio. Prayer is free, and you can use it anytime. So if you're in a life emergency situation, try prayer. It helped me, and it can help you.
The scriptures tell us in Galatians 5:22 and 23 that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And Kose Plummer blesses us in a song based on this scripture as he sings Fruits.
Trying to keep just a little bit of faith to help me along the way. Spirit of love, sweet love, sent down from above, this light from above. Fruits of the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit, oh, fruits of the Spirit, fruits, patience, yes, patience, when I'm tired of the waiting, humility, when pride tries to take over me, just a little bit of goodness. Gentleness, when things seem like they're always going a mess. Self-control, when I need it the most, I need it the most. Oh, the fruits of the Spirit, oh, fruits of the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit, oh, fruits of the Spirit, fruits, yes, I will know them by the fruits, I will know them by the ways, I will know them by the truth, I will know them by the faith, I know them, they are my chosen, said I will know them by the roots, there's a seed that I have placed inside their heart, yes, it will grow. They are my chosen, I have claimed, I know them. They are my children, by their fruits, by their fruits, by their joy, peace, yeah, just a little bit of faith, spirit of love, sweet love, and patience, yes, patience, humility, goodness and gentleness, self-control, fruits of the Spirit. Oh, Lord knows that we need it, yes, we need it, fruits of the Spirit. Lord, we need the fruits, yes, we need the fruits, yes, we need. Lord, yes, we need the fruits, yes, we need the fruits of the Spirit.
Prayer is essential to the Christian life. Through prayer, we call heavenly helpers to our side, and through prayer, we give God permission to work mightily in our life and in the lives of our loved ones. So, friends, shall we pray? Let's pray now with the Let's Pray team.
Hello, hello. It is that time again. We are going to come together for prayer. My name is Susan Cromwell. I am one of two hosts on Hope Channel's Let's Pray. The other is Pastor Chris Holland, and we love to pray with you and for you. Today, I'd like to consider the fact that it's moving towards the end of the school year, and there seems to be a large push of activity happening right now. So I want to pray for perseverance, not just for students, but for the parents, for those in college, for those just feeling the pressure of the spring and incoming summer. So let's take a moment and let's pray. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can come boldly before your throne of grace, that we might be able to obtain mercy for today, for tomorrow, for all of the things that we're hoping for, Jesus. We know that you're sovereign over our plans, over our children, over our school. Heavenly Father, we're surrendering it all to you, Jesus. As calendars fill up and graduations and summer plans, end of the school year, so many things, Jesus, are starting to happen. We need your help. We need you to handle the details, Heavenly Father. We set our plans in motion, Heavenly Father, but we know ultimately you're the one who brings all things to fruition. And so, Lord, as you so often do, help us to walk with you and to pursue you, to stay in your word, especially when we get busy, Lord. Sometimes spending time with you falls by the wayside, Lord. So help us, Father, to be wise to the distractions, Lord, to be wise to the enemy's schemes and how he may attempt to draw us away as we get busy in our schedules. And Lord, I ask that you would also extend and help us to participate with your peace and your presence in our lives, Heavenly Father. Whether it's incoming tests, end of the year, sports, jobs, summer plans, parenting, whatever is going on, Heavenly Father, I am asking for your mighty hand and that you would meet us in the place of our need. I thank you, Father, that your word is faithful to help us during these times. And in Job 42, it says, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. Help us, Father, to walk with you and your purpose, to be sensitive to you and your Holy Spirit's guidance so that we can cooperate with what you are wanting to achieve in our lives. Help us, Father, to seek you and your strength and to seek your presence continually, as it says in 1 Chronicles, Jesus. And Lord, we want to make sure that we are rejoicing in hope, being patient in tribulation, and being constant in prayer, as it says in Romans 12. We truly just take all of our concerns, all of our details and calendars and schedules and schoolwork and just lay them before your throne, Father. And we say, Lord, have your way. Help us to hear you. Help us to see you. And help us to press on, Heavenly Father, staying focused on you and your leading and your guidance in our day and in our everyday. And just a special prayer, Lord, a special mention for those who are struggling today with anxiety and the pressures of life. I ask that your presence would provide a buoyancy, Lord, that you would refresh them in your presence right now, and that even they might even feel a bit of relief and lifting off of their shoulders, Father, as they lay their concerns at your feet and cast their cares on you. For you care for us deeply, Lord. Thank you that you are faithful, that you are trustworthy, and that you are mighty to save. In the precious name of Jesus, amen and amen. I hope it's encouraging for you today. God bless you. May the Lord keep you. Bye-bye.
Friends, don't go anywhere. When we return, Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 joins us to share this morning's devotional. If you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more exciting content. Also, don't forget about YouTube. We have a channel there. Simply search for Wake Up with Hope and keep up with each one of our episodes. We're so glad that you have chosen Wake Up with Hope to start your day. Welcome back, friends.
And as promised, this morning we have Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 who will be sharing this morning's devotional thoughts.
We continue with our series, Fear Not. And today's topic is Fear Not, God's Plan. And to get started, I want to show you a quilt. I have a friend, her name is Marcy, and she is what I call the master quilter. She is really amazing, and all of us have quilts that she has made, and she makes them with patterns and beautiful things, and sometimes she adds messages to them, and this is one that I like very much, and it was her first quilt. But if you see, it has beautiful patterns and all kinds of beautiful things. And I know a story that I want to start with about a quilt. There was a boy who was simply with his mother there while she was quilting, but he could only see the quilt from below. And it looked like a big mess, all kinds of threads and colors that didn't make a lot of sense. And he said to his mother, "Mother, what an ugly thing you're making." And she says, "Oh no, my child, only I can see it from above. I can, my viewpoint over here that you cannot see, it's a beautiful pattern. So when I'm done, you can sit on my knees and see what I see." And that's what happened when she was done. He came to see from her viewpoint, and it was a beautiful quilt, beautiful patterns, beautiful colors. And then the story said, this is the way our life is. Only God's viewpoint makes sense. From below, we say, it's not making a lot of sense. And all kinds of colors and threads and things that don't seem to match. But God says, trust me, I have a plan, and it only makes sense from my viewpoint. And someday you'll be with me and see what I see. Today we are talking about Fear Not, God's Plan. And we start in Luke chapter 1, where we find two characters that are going through things that were not their plan. The first one is a priest. His name is Zacharias, and he's old, and his wife is barren, and they couldn't have children. The other character is a young virgin. Her name is Mary. She's engaged to be married. And both of them get a message from God, an angelic announcement that says, fear not, because you're part of a plan that you were not expecting. The first one, Zacharias, is Luke 1, verse 13. The angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias. Your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John. He would be a miracle baby, and he would be the forerunner of the Messiah." Of course, Zacharias never expected that. The other message was to Mary. The same angel came to Mary in verse 30 of the same chapter, Luke 1. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. Fear not, Mary. For you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name his name Jesus." Of course, he would be the Messiah. And this conception would be supernatural because she was a virgin and it would be conceived of the Holy Spirit. Neither Zacharias nor Mary could have thought of or understood what God was doing. It was God's plan. It was only very beautiful from his viewpoint, It was not their timing, it was not their plan, but it was God's plan. And at one point when Mary realizes that she's so blessed to be the mother of the Messiah, even though she doesn't fully understand everything that's going to happen, she sings a song. And this is the first of four songs in the first two chapters of the Gospel of Luke. And in most of your Bibles, it has a title, the Magnificat. It starts on verse 46. And it says, "And Mary said, my soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has a regard for the humble state of his bondslave. For behold, from this time on, generations will count me blessed." So it starts saying, my soul exalts the Lord. And this word in Latin, that's why it says Magnificat, because it's the first word in Latin. I magnify the Lord. My soul exalts the Lord. But this song, it's actually based on another song of another lady that was really struggling with God's plan. And that is in 1 Samuel. 1,000 years before, her name was Hannah, and she couldn't have children. And she really, really wanted a child and couldn't understand why God wouldn't give her a child. And on top of that, her husband had a second wife, and that second wife used to provoke her. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 7. It happened year after year. As often as she went up to the house of the Lord, she would provoke her, this other wife. And so she wept and would not eat. And we're told on verse 10, she was greatly distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. Oh, she wanted a child so much. But it wasn't happening. It wasn't within God's plan at that moment. It wasn't God's timing. One day she goes to the house of the Lord and she makes a vow. And that vow is in verse 11 at the end. If you give your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come on his head. She makes a vow that she will give the son to the Lord if the Lord would grant her a son. And, She's pouring out her soul, and Eli, who is there, thinks she's drunk. And he says, how long are you going to hold your wine? She says, No, my Lord, I am praying. I'm pouring out my soul. And then he felt bad and said, go in peace, verse 17, and may the God of Israel grant your petition that you have asked of him. And you know, she does conceive, and she has a son. And she names him Samuel. And she gives him back, and he will be with Eli most of his life. And that's when she sings the song that we call the Magnificat of the Old Testament. And it's 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. Then Hannah prayed and said, my heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth speaks boldly against my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. This is what we call the Old Testament Magnificat, that Mary based her song on this other song that this woman had of thanksgiving when she was able to conceive. It's interesting because she could have never imagined that she would have a son, this woman, Hannah, who would be Prophet Samuel. And Prophet Samuel would anoint King David. And from King David would come the throne that would never end because Jesus would be a descendant of David. And he would die to save the human race. Of course, Hannah, there was no way she would have known all this because we don't understand all the threads in the quilt of our lives. Only God does. So imagine her. She finally had the baby she wanted. And that baby became Prophet Samuel, one of the most powerful prophets in the Old Testament. And Prophet Samuel brought his oil. I have anointing oil here that I brought from Israel and anointed King David as king. And then King David became the king after God's own heart, and his descendant, a Davidic king who would come, would have the throne forever, and that was Jesus, who would come and die so that we could be saved. There's no way Hannah would have known all this. She didn't know that her song would become the song of Mary, the mother of the Messiah. The Lord has appointed times, appointed plans. So trust him in the quilt of life. His plan is always for salvation. His plan is always to redeem. So when you don't understand what he's doing, trust his plan and don't be afraid of his plan. We don't know the master plan, but we know the master planned it and we are included and we are saved because of his plan. Don't fear God's plan.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for those encouraging words to start our day.
Amen. And friends, thank you for spending time with us this morning. And if you'd like to learn more about our program and our Hope Channel family, share us with a friend, or even rewatch some parts of today's program, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget, friends, wake up with us tomorrow morning. Live It will be back. We will have music by the Collingsworth family, an inspiring devotional thought from John Bradshaw, and much more. We hope to see you then. Plus, if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more about the Bible, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Amen. And friends, that's it for today. But before we go, we want to leave you with the Bible promise. It comes from 1 John chapter 1, verse 9.
It says, "But if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness."
What a promise. You know, friends, God longs to not just forgive us of our sins, but to cleanse us, to transform us into something beautiful, somewhat amazing and holy, reflecting His image. So remember, in His power, we can be made new.
Amen. What a blessed promise to follow with this morning as we start our day. Thank you so much for spending your morning with us, and we hope you have a wonderful day in Jesus.
Amen. Let's pray together. Oh, Father in heaven, what a wonderful reality it is to know that we can come to You and say, Lord, we agree with You that we have sinned against You. We agree that we've disobeyed. But when we do that, You declare us clean. You declare us righteous. And we stand before You just as if we had not sinned. Thank You, Lord, for this good news. Thank You for the gospel. And thank You for this hope that we can carry into our day. In Jesus' name, amen.